I listen to the black guy who tips because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Blackout Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are live on a late night on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Just finished watching the Hornets kick the Wizards' ass.
Yay!
It was the second time in a week.
Good game, and I took a nap.
Karen took a nap. It's been a busy day.
It was a lovely nap.
So we'll see how everything turns out with the day as time goes on. But yeah, it's been good. Everybody over here is good. Hopefully everybody out there is good. If you're checking out the feed, you should have seen we put out our annual Black Friday, or as I like to call it, African American Friday sale. Hopefully y'all are taking advantage of it.
Black Friday / Cyber Monday, because they back to back.
The differences in the sale this year are, one, I'm keeping it up for 2 weeks, so it's not coming down until December the 3rd, which I believe is a Friday.
Mm-hmm. So get your money right.
At midnight, so you got time. Two, there's no Cyber Monday, it's just all Black Friday for 2 weeks. And the last thing is I made it so that you can opt to just have it renew, so that next year this time, instead of being concerned like, oh, do I need to sign up for it again or whatever, you can just auto renew it, and then it'll just automatically whatever you use to pay for it, Stripe, PayPal, whatever, which mm-hmm. we have Stripe now, so you don't need to have a PayPal account. Mm-hmm. It'll just go ahead and auto renew that for you.
Mm-hmm. And you can upgrade your accounts too,
right? So if you have any questions, as always, shoot me an email, let me know. I'll walk you through it. We'll figure something out. You know how we do. I always try to take care of y'all. So.
Mm-hmm. And we thank everybody that was excited to give us their money. We was like, oh, we can't disappoint them. Cause somebody hit us up online, was like, yeah, when the Black Friday sale? I was like, wait a minute. I thought Black Friday was Friday. They was ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody hit me today. And I was like, did I say I would do it today or something? I mean, fuck it, you know, now it's out there, so no mm-hmm. excuses.
Mm-mm. And we give you plenty of time so you can save up 2 paychecks, whatever it takes, because y'all, it is worth it.
Yeah, so we work hard on that stuff, and there's a lot of the content out there, and I hope people sign up and support the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into the show, though. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
and bullet ball extreme. And no sponsor today, I don't believe. So just Manscaped. Y'all go to manscaped.com, mm-hmm. use code TBGWT. I didn't make all those songs for nothing. And
you make the jingles for nothing.
Yeah, now let's get into this coronavirus segment whenever the computer is ready to play it.
All right. Coronavirus
again. Look, here we go again. We got variants. Really need to keep a mask on hand and follow the plan. Get the vaccine and second shots, whether woman or man. Black guy who tips is doing their part, but the dummies expand. Niggas would rather believe a bunch of misinformation. Fuck y'all idiots not getting shots. Now we gotta regress. If we keep going in this direction, we never can rest. Never can get back to the lives we be living the best. Damn fool, stop the lying. Stop the intubation crying. Cause it's your fault that motherfuckers dying. Damn fool, stop the lying. Stop the ventilator crying, cause it's your fault the motherfuckers dying. I do not understand this shit. I'm not a fan of this. We were like one win from the pandemic championship, but fuckers wanna leave it to game 7 with Giannis Antetokounmpo blocking forward progression and Chris middle fingers to your plans, man. Damn. Looks like it's no Drew Holiday for you and your mans. I'm sick of black people dying for real, so I'm just writing this new piece to let you know how I feel. Coronavirus, yeah. Fuck that COVID-19, it's unseen, it's creeping in the air for you to breathe, yeah. Huh. So fuck that COVID-19, it's unseen, it's creeping in the air for you to breathe, yeah.
Coronavirus. That's right, coronavirus time. It's time, y'all. Let's talk about these stories, because they still out here. The FDA has cleared Moderna and Pfizer as well to do the vaccine booster shots now. Mm-hmm. So you got your choice of those.
Get your boosty boost.
You know, if you're going to Thanksgiving, all that stuff, it actually helps because you only need 2 days for the booster to kick in if you've already been vaccinated, as opposed to the original 2 weeks and then, or what was it, 4 weeks and then 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to that, you actually could just go ahead and start with, you know, literally getting your shot on Tuesday, go to Thanksgiving on Thursday if you've been vaccinated already, and you're just getting that that boost. So I suggest you do that.
Mm-hmm. And in most places in the country, you can walk in. I mean, there's some places where, you know, you might have to schedule, but a lot of places they just have them sitting around, and most places you just walk in and be like, hey, can I get that shot? They'll be like, here you go.
Right. So you know, let us know, because we want to see y'all win. Okay. Mm-hmm. We want y'all to go out there and get that. What are you saying?
Yeah, but I say, and protection for everybody, particularly the smaller children that can't get the shots yet. It's more protection for them now, since like every age group outside of, you know, you four and under, you know, that's a whole nother group, and they working to get it down below that. But, you know, five and up, you know, it protects all the kids.
Right. I think, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be on planes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of people that's going to be, you know, long bus trips, shit like that. Get boosted, man. You know what I mean? It can't hurt to get boosted.
That's right. It don't hurt nobody. You know? In fact, it does more help than hurting.
So, all right. The other things, and this is a sad one, a real sad one. The research links COVID-19 in pregnancy with stillbirths.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very ironic, because a lot of the, you know, hesitancy about getting vaccinated has come from women who were pregnant, and they were like, I don't know how this would affect my child. And that's been one of those reasons that people kind of generally accept is like, okay, well, yeah, you know, you don't know, and we understand, and it's, you know, we're not going to put you in the same boat as just people that are scared, vaccine hesitant. But pregnant women have gotten a shot and turned out, you know, there's not been any ill side effects from the shot for pregnant women. And unfortunately, there has been ill effects of women who have gotten COVID while pregnant.
Yes. I've seen news articles and things with women who got in COVID while they was pregnant, and how it affected them and how it affected their birth. Mm-hmm. And I did read stories about women who were saying that they wish they have taken the shot, because women were saying that they were having stillborn children because of this. Like, it impacted them more than they thought it would. And I know that a lot of people who can become pregnant might decide, well, I'll wait till after my pregnancy. But they've also done studies that says that some of the shot actually goes, you know, to the child.
The immunity passes mm-hmm. to the child, or the antibodies do. The thing that's also interesting here is, like, you're about twice as likely to have a miscarriage or a stillborn child if you get COVID, compared to people who are, you know, vaccinated. I mean, who are uninfected, not even just vaccinated, just uninfected general, is like 100, 1 in 155. Those with COVID-19 is 1 in 80. So that's a very high risk.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's already, I've never been pregnant, but, you know, from my understanding, it's already a scary time. Your hormones are all over the place. You're more apt to be sick and things because of pregnancy, like just naturally before the coronavirus, you know, you were more apt to things happening to you anyway.
And I can't help but think, you know, maternal risk rates for Black women is already higher. COVID complications and deaths is already higher for Black women. There's a lot of stuff here, you know, where it's like this, all these factors add up to something that I'm just like, I don't know how we're supposed to just ignore that. This is going to become a pandemic of not just people who are unvaccinated, but there's going to be some racial outcomes of this shit too. Mm-hmm. Just because the numbers, maybe no one's studying it or no one's putting all the numbers together, but there's no way the numbers I'm talking about add up to something good when we know, you know, there's already disparities. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Two people in the hospital after police shot them.
Oh, why'd they shoot him?
Well, apparently it was in the city of Rotterdam, and there was a protest for some people that were against COVID-19 measures, and the police was like, word, we got some measures for y'all.
Oh shit.
And went ahead and started shooting up the crowd.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, they fired shots during a violent protest. Crowds of several hundred rioters torched cars, set off fireworks, and threw rocks at police. That's why I say this craziness is not just American. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of our view is all through America. Like, that's what America, stupid America, that's what America does. And I'm like, you read this in the national news.
Yeah, because
there's an element of this ridiculousness out here in the streets that's trying to, like, I guess they're being anti-authoritarian or something in their minds, but nah, dog. Sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah, the internet is making the world smaller, and these groups all over the world are literally finding each other. You know, like you say, we think it's American because, you know, America, but it's right. One of these things where, you know, they all influence each other in some way, shape, form, or fashion, because they find each other on sites, even different languages. It don't matter, they will find each other and group up.
They shot warning shots and water cannons, and they said that 51 people got arrested, half of whom were under 18.
Oh, they got the babies out there.
Right,
gonna get coronavirus and give it to the whole families.
Yeah, I wonder what that means. Do you think it's like they got the babies out there and it's like we bringing our kids and the police are like, cool, they can get arrested too? Or you think these kids was out there on their own?
Parents bought them kids out there.
Yeah,
like
sense.
Because a lot of times a lot of those kids, where do they get the information from? Where do they get their things from? The parents. And even if they were a teenager, that started at the house, most likely.
And you can make your numbers look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, we got really 20 people that signed up, but bring the kids. Now we got 50.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some parents kind of, like you said, they use children as a scapegoat or a shield. You won't hit me because of my kid. What? I take you and the kid to jail, apparently.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, the chokehold race has around America, it makes me think, like, in a place that that's mostly racially homogenous, if they're like, the police gonna fuck these people up because of the principle of it, not just, mm-hmm. well, they're white, we can't fuck mm-hmm. them up, yeah, they vote Republican, we know that they're conservative, and our so is our union. Like, it's not like they just out there like, nah, nigga, you shouldn't have came over here with that bullshit.
Come on, they was like, race ain't got nothing, we all look the same.
A Long Island school district will separate parents by vaccine status as student shows. So, like, if you're not vaccinated, you sit your ass over there, and if you're vaccinated, you can sit over here.
And people don't be wanting to hear that, but, you know, it's too many parents that are like, hey, dog, I can't be having my, every time I send my child to school, because I want them to go to school, because, you know, for some kids, being at home isn't mentally healthy for them. So I want my kids to go to school, but what I don't want my kids to do is come home with the fucking coronavirus, because they got to sit around stupid-ass Billy, whose mama allow him to wear his mask below his nose and all that type of shit. And, you know, and then it's bad enough you got to fight the teacher, because we read an article one time how a teacher went in there and started breathing across all the kids, and the whole room got it, you know. So it's one of these things where you're like, okay, we got to go to school, we got to do something, you know. I know they're claiming rights and shit like that, but it's coming to a point to where people are like, I want to be able to send my children, particularly if you're like, I believe in this vaccine, I want to send my child to school safely, you know. I wear masks, my kid wear masks, I got the shot, they got the shot. Like, a lot of parents are like, look, I'm doing everything I can, I need the school system to help assist me in this process. I know a lot of people, they're not going to look at it like that, but it's like one of these things where society is going to move on sooner or later. Society gonna be like, fuck you and fuck them kids, we can't be held up because y'all refuse to get the shot, and you raise these dummies to not want to get the shot either. We can't do this no longer.
Yeah, I think this is what living with is gonna look like.
Correct.
You know, I think a lot of this, like, we just gonna have to live with it. this is living with it.
Right. They're gonna start separating it because they're gonna be like,
and I won't be surprised if they start using shit like this to be like, this is just like the Holocaust, because everything to them
is separate but equal. No, it ain't, bitch. No, yeah. It ain't. This is not the fucking same. This is segregation. Same.
Y'all was okay with this, but y'all not okay with this. You
it
know?
Is not the same.
Get
bitch.
So tired of those weak ass
arguments. Right. Yeah. It's like you don't know your fucking history.
Right, because they also like don't teach critical race theory, but right. This is segregation. This just like what Martin Luther King did.
Mm-mm.
Like
okay. I had a dream I'd get coronavirus. Bitch, get out of here.
Right. Let's see. We got a few more of these. Oh, wait, I said the part about the pregnant women. So we can get rid of that. Poll as winter COVID surge begins. 74% of Americans say their lives have returned to normal. Now, the reason I think this is what should be a little worrying to people is there, and I've seen it, you know, we went out to the Hornets game, and there's people, you know, like me and Karen wearing the mask, staying away from people, you know, that kind of shit. There's a shit ton of people that are just like, life is normal now. Mm-hmm. I don't need to wear a mask. I'm just, mm-hmm. This is just life. This is what I was doing before. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they're all unvaccinated and shit, because right. I really don't believe that. I think a lot of people got vaccinated and they're like, I want to go back to normal. Right. And back in the day, I wasn't wearing a mask, even though I knew I could get the flu. And with my vaccinated status, this is kind of the new flu for us, mm-hmm. for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We're like, it might be a breakthrough, but I probably won't die. I probably won't have to go to the hospital, so
right.
Fuck it.
Right.
And I think those numbers should be scary, not for the necessarily the vaccinated people, although, you know, obviously there's always risk. But the numbers should be really scary, because I think a lot of people that are unvaccinated that have been kind of like either lucky or been really safe are going to end up with having less and less luck and less safety, because a lot of people are over it and they're just like, yeah, I'm going to go do things, and it's your fault that you ain't vaccinated.
And this is something that I have been harping on from the beginning. I was like, people that actually was like, look, I followed the CDC shit. I wore my mask. I did everything I was supposed to. I took the first shot. I took the second shot. I got the booster. My kids is boosted. Okay, now it's on you. You're gonna get this coronavirus. A lot of people are like, I can't stay in the house forever consistently trying to protect you because you refuse to get this goddamn shot. No, a lot of people are just tired and they over it. Now, is it fair or right? That's a whole nother different argument, but they're just tired.
Well, and what's interesting is of that 74%, I think people hear that number, and like I said, a lot of them are going to think those are the anti-vax. No.
Mm-mm.
15% of those people said things never stopped being normal for them. To me, those would be your people that I would consider anti-vax, anti-mask.
Agreed.
Those people, they went through a whole pandemic and said they didn't change shit. That's an ideology at that point, mm-hmm. because how can things not change for you when it's like jobs are closing, retail spaces are making you wear masks, schools are closing. So if you say that to me, you're willfully being ignorant. And so I would worry about that. I feel like that percentage is gonna fuck around with that other 60% that's vaccinated, but mm-hmm. but going back to normal, and well, we're gonna have a surge.
Yeah, I think we are too, and it's, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, me and Roger, we're still overly protective. Mm-hmm. We still care. You know, that's why we still wear our masks. In fact, we double mask when we go out. We still follow the rules. We social distance, even with the Hornets. We changed our seats because we was like, hey, we can't be around all these motherfuckers breathing on us. We need to be socially distanced in here and shit like that. But a lot of people go, fuck it, that's on you.
More than 90% of federal workers ended up getting the shots by the mandate deadline, Biden said.
Come on, mandate deadline, mandates.
Mm-hmm. They work. Idaho has deactivated their crisis standards for most of the state.
Deactivated? That is never a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Deactivated crisis standards of care except for Northern Idaho. Idaho Department of Health, except for Northern Idaho, which sounds like they still got some problems. Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Director Dave Jeppesen issued the decision after a health official said the number of COVID-19 patients remains high but no longer exceeds healthcare resources in most areas. Yeah, a lot of this stuff feels like a reprieve before a storm, and we'll see, because last time it went up after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see it going up again, man.
Mm-hmm. Fill up the hospitals. All of a sudden, the hospital capacity 100%. You just getting a regular incident and like slice your finger shit. Now I got to go to all the fucking surrounding counties to get to go somewhere because the hospitals is full.
Yeah, and they said they activated the standards from September 7th in Northern Idaho and September 16th statewide. So this is a result of the Delta surge that they even activated this emergency standard. But I guess they think they're through the worst of it, and they're gonna go back to just the regular emergency standards, it sounds like, because it sounds like they're basically like, we can handle it, but yeah, it's not ideal, except for Northern Iowa, which isn't changing anything. This reminds me of so many of those stories, like so-and-so says no mask, and then you read the article and it's like, no mask unless they tell you to wear it in the store, no, and you at a sporting event, or you at a this, and it's like, oh, y'all still got masks.
Right, it's the thing, nobody is actually, you know, mask free, and it's one of these things where I feel bad for people in like the medical field that like have to make these decisions and shit like that, because a lot of this back and forth is because of the general public. Mm-hmm. Like if it was up to a lot of them, they were like, no, we're not lifting up these rules until it gets to a certain percentage, the end. Fuck about you arguing and debating me, like we dealing with science. But because you deal with motherfuckers going, I want to do this, and you go, okay, we'll take it back, the numbers go up, and then they be like, well, you got to go back in. Well, I got to go back because the numbers went up. Like and this is why it's a back and forth, and for a lot of people it's very frustrating. So a lot of people are like, look, I got my shot, so fuck it, like I'm tired of going back and forth about wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, like it's confusing, so fuck it.
Vaccine mandate compliance high among school and state workers in Connecticut, so that's good. They said out of 163 public school districts, charter schools in Bridgeport and New Haven run by Achievement First had the lowest staff vaccination record rates at 77 and 78% respectively. Meanwhile, 73 districts had a vaccination rate that exceeded 95%.
Let's go.
This is just why we cannot allow the argument to be like, it's half in, half out. We need to respect that shit. Dog, most of us understand what's at stake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are not the minority, and we are not just like some, you know, bullies and all this shit. We're just like, dog, most of us want to go back to normal, and we're following the science and going, yeah, I'm not a scientist. You got it. And then you got this small holdout of people that want to shut down everything just for them. And by shut down, I don't mean shut down like the schools, I mean they want to shut down like you can't, no one can wear a mask. Mm-hmm. No one should get vaccinated. No. Mm-hmm. You know, it we can't have a sporting event as long as these holdouts is out here like, fuck it, I'm trying to get the motherfucking epsilon variant and shit.
Right, and that becomes the problem, because like you say, majority of people, regardless of how you feel, majority of the people across all political lines are like, yes, let's get these vaccinations, let's do what we got to do. You know, like you said, it's a very small percentage, and those percent, and people like, people want to do a fair and equal. It's not fair and equal when most of the people want to do this, so as a unit we can actually move on. So that's why they was like, okay, we're gonna do separate but equal, because we can't wait on y'all to get your shit together, because obviously you don't care. You know, once people realized that they didn't care, because, you know, a lot of people debated and went back and forth with family members. Mm-hmm. And, you know, was like, hey, can we reach across the aisle? But, you know, people across the board, you know, and black people, too, got family members that's out here doing hotel conspiracies and black soap and whatever the fuck that they doing, and you try to reach them and you're like, oh, you just lost, so okay, just fuck it then. You know, you was like, we can't hold up the whole process for you, so I hope that you don't get coronavirus and I hope that you don't die, but we got to move on. We can't stay in this holding pattern forever.
Right. So yeah, I don't know why people think we're just gonna keep doing this shit, but okay. A former Alabama football player fucked around and found out he nearly got killed by COVID. He had to relearn to walk. He is urging people to get the vaccine. I don't know how many fucking stories you need to hear like
it,
this.
It fucks with your brain, but,
Yeah, he was 36. He was admitted to the hospital July 21st, placed on a ventilator for 79 days in the hospital. He spent 79 days in the hospital 79. And 30. Hold on. He spent 79 days in the hospital and 39 were on the ventilator.
good God.
Yeah. Then he woke up. According to UAB, Moon had a hole in his throat and was unable to talk, walk, or move. All he could do was blink. During those 6 weeks on the ventilator, I had no idea that I was fighting for my life. There was only one step beyond where I was at, and that's cremation or going in your box. I actually died for 4 minutes, and they shocked me and brought me back to life. It's a complete miracle that God saved me. Not too many people get a second chance at life. He said he hesitated in getting the COVID-19 vaccine, even though his employer encouraged workers to get it, but he had thus far managed to avoid the virus. Then when the number of infections rose around Alabama and a colleague tested positive, he and his wife decided they would get the shot, but he tested positive only days before he had planned to get inoculated. Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting because, like, I think he's not alone in that. Mm-mm. There's a lot of people who are waiting for this shit to literally reach out and touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Before they will say okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
because mm-hmm. they don't believe grease to burn. It's one of those things where, because just people in general are so selfish and so self-centered, this is asking you to care about everybody else around you, and a lot of people don't give a fuck about people around them, and it shows in policies and procedures and how men and women treat each other, how we treat LGBTQ plus people. It constantly shows that people don't care about people around them, and this is what this is requiring. So for a lot of people, they're like, you know what, I don't give a fuck, I'm good, me and mine is good, we ain't got it, why get this shot? And then somebody around them tests positive, they're like, oh shit. And then, you know, for some people it's too late by then.
Yeah. So yeah, he said, we were unsure of the vaccine and we were wrong. My situation did not have to be like this. If I had not been unsure of the vaccine and got vaccinated, it would have probably gone a lot like other stories. I would have had a headache, shortness of breath, and just laid on the couch for a few days. So yeah, and they had to like tell his family he could die and all this drama and shit. These fools thought a COVID party sounded fun and now they are on respirators.
We still doing that in 2021?
I guess it's like when people do a chicken pox party for kids or some shit. But COVID party.
Chicken pox party.
Investigators have launched an inquiry into a series of COVID parties in northern Italy. That's where the shit started, in Italy. Y'all still fucking around?
I didn't know we was still doing COVID parties.
I'm just saying, Italy was like ground zero for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they wow, I guess enough time passed and it was like it oxen free. In northern Italy, where people try to get the deadly virus to get around vaccine mandates, so a prosecutor in northern Italian province of Bolzano has opened an investigation after one man died and several others landed in intensive care after they reportedly attended a COVID party to try to get sick. The trend is taking hold in northern Italy, where people who don't want to get vaccinated are trying to get COVID to acquire a green pass to work, go inside bars and restaurants, and ride public transport in Italy. Proof of recovery is sufficient enough to get the coveted pass for 6 months. So basically, if you get COVID and you survive, then you have the antibodies. They will accept having antibodies as a vaccine passport. You know, like, okay, you didn't get vaccinated, but you do have the antibodies from having it. Okay, well, you can go to the bar, you can do whatever you want to do. And
it's that like lasts the dice. As it's rolling the dice.
Obviously, it's rolling the dice. Yeah, and that lasts for 6 months. And so now people are like, which is crazy to me. You won't get the vaccine, but you will get this virus, which we know. So you know less about the virus than the vaccine, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we find some new shit where it's like, does. COVID definitely did this to this person.
Yeah, and COVID comes through and break dance on your immune system and your whole body.
Right. But and then they use the absence of evidence to be evidence when it comes to the vaccine. Like, we don't know what it's doing. It's like, but we do know people are living, so billions of people have gotten it. I don't think so. So anyway, they go to these parties trying to get it. The infected mingle, kiss, and hug the unvaccinated in order to spread the virus. Adding an infected person could face criminal charges.
Right.
for spreading the virus during the state of emergency, mm-hmm. which Italy is under because of the pandemic.
Right.
According to the initial investigation, some of the parties were being held at outdoor areas of bars, which are accessible without a green pass. There, an infected person will drink out of a glass or bottle of beer, pass it around to try to spread the virus. Other events are held in private homes. In one case, the infected person was bedridden, and the guests are said to have gathered around a sick bed trying to breathe in the virus. The man who died from COVID was an Austrian who regularly crossed the border and attended parties in Italy. They've also seen a number of no vax, no mask parents giving do-it-yourself vaccines to children and faking their immunization cards to get a green pass.
Oh, you know, I'm talking about coronavirus. You're talking about other shit too that you get from spit and swaps and
it's also interesting to see parents that, you know, you're no mask and no vax, huh? Like, tell me what that's about, because that's nothing scientific about that. Other than you think everything is a game, none of this exists, and
you're risking your baby's lives.
It reminds me of, like, I can't remember if it's the Washington Post, but there's like this one newspaper that every like 3 or 4 months publishes a basically it's no risk to kids type of thing, and it's always like, why are you saying that?
All right, children have died.
What are you really trying to do right now? Like, I guess it's okay until your kid dies?
Yeah, or they're trying to pander to a fan base that actually throw kids up as a shield, that actually is
so
like,
crazy.
Hey, you know, you parent, you believe, you know, about what about the kids? And it's like, what y'all saying is not true. It, you know, it's a small percentage of children, but guess what? A lot of children are black and brown that's dying more than any other group.
Yeah, it's just so weird to just see that take. And it all, and like I said, it's not the same article. I've seen it because, you know, I do it for the show. Mm-hmm. Just and like it's a reputable paper. I just can't remember if it's the New York Times or the Washington Post or what. It's one of those two. And it's just like every 3 to 4 months, this motherfucker writes an editorial like, why the children are fine and we need to just go back to school with no mask. And I'm like, what is happening? Care home residents injected with salt water instead of COVID vaccine. Some 11 residents at Middlebury Care Home in Coatbridge, North Lanarkshire, were mistakenly given a saline solution used to dilute the Pfizer vaccine once removed from the freezers. So it was a mistake. Okay. All right. Whatever. They'll get the real one. They'll be fine. But that's how, I like articles like that, because that's how close they keep track of this shit. Like, they are like, listen, 11 people accidentally got the wrong thing, come back, and it made the news. Like, they give a fuck. This is not just some like that's
what, like, they grabbed the purple cap versus the blue cap. Right. I bet y'all, come on back.
All these conspiracies and shit, this is all these people give a fuck. And COVID, for COVID news, the Evening Standard writes, Germans will be vaccinated, recovered, or dead by the end of the winter, says their health minister. Damn, Germans don't play. They didn't sugarcoat that shit at all.
It was like, we tired of this bullshit.
It wasn't no
we ain't trying to make it face the reality,
right? It wasn't no what do you call that, that bedside manner.
Mm-mm. They was like, fuck the bullshit, we've been in this shit almost 2 fucking years, y'all get y'all shit together.
Damn, you gonna be dead. You gonna be dead in a grave.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, get vaccinated. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, y'all, we put like this, we tried to hunt and now here's some sticks.
By the end of this winter, pretty much everyone in Germany will have been vaccinated, recovered, or died, he said, blaming a highly contagious Delta variant. Official figures show more than 30,000 newly confirmed cases in Germany over the past 24 hours. Ooh.
Ooh, 20. You said an increase of
about 50% compared to last week.
Oh, no wonder why he's mad.
Oh, you know what else it is? It's getting colder.
People going inside.
And it's super cold there.
Mm-hmm. Unlike here.
Hospitals have warned that ICU capacities are nearly exhausted, with some patients having to be transferred to clinics miles away. He said only social distancing and political resolve could pull Europe's largest economy away from a fourth wave. The acting minister urged Germans to get vaccinated, including booster shots, if their first round of inoculation occurred more than 6 months ago, to reduce the risk of serious illness. Yeah, it's also wild when you hear these stories, because what was it, just a few months ago, everybody, don't get no booster shots, don't worry about it, you know, and you know, America is being fucked up giving out booster shots. They need to be sending the shit on, and now everybody's like, yeah, just get it, just mm-hmm. get it. Y'all have the capacity, y'all have it's sitting there, nobody's fucking taking it, just fucking take it, just take it. And now other countries are like, yeah, just take it. Annoyed, Austria enters a national lockdown, which dampens the holiday mood. Austria don't play. Mm-hmm. Like they like they are not
they're not with the shits.
Yeah, they're not with the shits.
Stop it right now. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here. We are adults and this is ridiculous. Cut the crap.
They are not here for your foolishness.
This is not the draconian lockdown of the pandemic's dawn in 2020, when movements were strictly monitored. Police cars circulated Monday in keeping with government promises to step up controls, but no spot checks were being made. I'm particularly annoyed by the lockdown, said George Huber, a lawyer on his way to the office. One should have implemented a mandatory vaccine in the summer, when it turned out it would not be enough to hope that people get there without any coercion. I think the government just overslept. Shout out to that motherfucker. That's right? The shit I be thinking.
He was like, we should have made it mandatory when it was hot. Now it's cold and we got to shut down again. What's wrong with y'all?
Right. I'm with him. Like, y'all motherfuckers need to get this. The government
make these mandates.
Like, what's the point of the government? They can't tell these motherfuckers what to do.
Right.
They didn't have no problem when this shit was like a war or slavery or civil rights.
Right. But now all of a sudden it's a motherfucking problem.
But now we gotta chill. Nah, tell people what to do. A store clerk killed after asking customer to wear a mask, and this is in I believe Taipei. It happened at 5 a.m.
Goddamn.
The suspect, 41, entered the store without wearing a mask. The 30-year-old clerk asked him to put one on. The suspect exited the store, came back wearing a mask, adding that after paying for his items he took it off and threw it at the clerk before leaving. The suspect returned shortly after, called for the clerk to come out from behind the counter, where he allegedly stabbed him repeatedly in the left side of the chest. Because I asked you to wear a mask. I always say, I treat not wearing a mask like a move. You know?
You
I
got mean, it.
Call me whatever pejorative you want to call me, but I'd rather be alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't assume nobody just is a good person that forgot. I'm just like, nah, they probably, that's a move.
Mm-hmm. you got this. You got this. You taking your chance with coronavirus? Cool.
Mm-hmm. Now you be walking in the store, somebody ain't got a mask on. I'm like, yeah, I'm assuming that's.
Yeah,
assume that's a move.
Yeah, if coronavirus take you out, that's on you. You don't need to kill me in the process.
Right. All right, let's get to some other news. These people overdosed but denied opioid use. Testing found fentanyl in their marijuana.
What's happening?
Connecticut officials believe nearly 40 drug overdoses across the state since July may be linked to marijuana laced with the powerful opioid fentanyl, and are warning the public about potential danger.
Nigga, for why?
State officials said marijuana seized in Plymouth after an overdose in early October tested positive for fentanyl at the state crime lab. This is the first lab confirmed case of marijuana with fentanyl in Connecticut, and possibly the first confirmed case in the United States. State officials have been investigating reports of people across Connecticut who overdosed and were revived with naloxone but denied using opioids. They told authorities they only smoked marijuana.
Because that's what they thought they were getting, right?
There were 11 such overdoses in July, 9 in August, 9 in September, and 10 in October. No deaths were reported.
And not to get off topic, this is one reason why this shit needs to be across the country. You need to be like, hey, y'all, this is a spot. This is where you go. It's regulated. Tax the hell out of it. Then you won't have bullshit like this.
I'm not a drug person. I don't know shit about. I'm not a conspiracy person either, but what it could possibly be the reasoning,
right,
for someone to give away free drugs? Like, it's not just the, it's like you're giving away fentanyl, you're not selling it, you just like, you just spraying it on other shit and giving it to people. I don't like, there has to be some logic behind this. This is, you know, this is even like even the they gonna give your kids weed on Halloween, even that never made sense to me, you know what I'm saying? And this feels a lot like that, but of course people are really getting sick and going to the hospital,
right? And like you said, when you ask the people go, I just bought weed, the fuck is this? And I have a question, what is fentanyl used?
Fentanyl. It's an opioid, so you can get high off of it. Like, but all the stories I keep reading is like fentanyl laced cocaine, fentanyl, on weed, fentanyl. It's like, why are people doing
this
that?
As a painkiller? I did it. Yeah. I've got the weed. I didn't. The fuck, I want a painkiller for?
Yeah, I don't know what is happening.
Yeah, in fact, tell people, just don't do it. This is why they got these cases. And like, people go, I don't, what the fuck?
As a drug dealer, it's killing your clientele. Yes,
it don't make no sense.
I don't understand this. And maybe I'm sounding like the biggest square ever.
Don't you want repeat customers? This is stupid.
Yeah, maybe I'll sound like the biggest square ever, and that's fine. I don't know enough about drugs.
I'm a square.
But this shit makes no sense to me. Lululemon has become the latest in this crime spree of people literally like ganging up almost flash mob style and running up in stores and just taking shit.
Oh, because it's right at the front doors.
I don't know why. This always been at the front doors,
right?
But people are masking up and like organized looting.
Yeah. Arrived at the Stone Ridge Mall behind me here in Pleasanton. As you can see in this video, the squad cars, they lit up one of the entrances to the mall. This is the entrance by the men's warehouse, if you're not familiar. And this is after someone
like the way you
broke glass on a door that was nearby that entrance. It appears to possibly...
Okay, why did it just freeze?
Or someone broke the glass on a door that was nearby that entrance. It appears to possibly be an attempted break-in. It's not clear if anyone made it inside the mall. Last night, Walnut Creek Police, north of here, posted on social media a warning about the possibility of another robbery in its shopping district. This was after the Nordstrom's there was ransacked Saturday night. Nordstrom's remains closed today and yesterday, I should say. Some high-end shops like Tiffany's asked customers to leave yesterday so they could close early. As far as we know, yesterday, last night, was quiet. On Saturday night, around 80 people, as I said, went into that Nordstrom department store. It was like a well-organized operation. People sprinted to waiting cars, carrying bags full of merchandise. Three people were arrested. All were charged with robbery. One of them is also charged with being a felon in possession of a gun. NBC Bay Area has obtained a still image from the security camera inside that Nordstrom's that was taken during the robbery. According to a company spokesperson, five of their employees were assaulted and injured. Police say one was pepper sprayed. Broadway Plaza, which runs past the Nordstrom and other retailers, remains closed this morning. This morning in Hayward, police there are investigating a smash and grab robbery at Sam's Jewelry. This is at the Southland Mall at last.
What message board, what Reddit are they meeting on?
Yes, because 80 people showing up like that.
Yeah.
This is organized.
It's definitely a they can't catch us all type of thing.
Yes.
And they're gonna find out how to organizing this.
I trust.
That's it. And Hayward, and they say this happened around 5:30 last night. At least nine people broke into that store. They used hammers to smash display cases. They grabbed the merchandise, drove off. In San Jose, police are looking for the group of people who robbed the Lululemon store at Santana Row in San Jose.
Not the Lululemon.
Come on.
They said the suspects had tight buns of steel, just, you know, be on the lookout for 37 women
with good glutes,
drinking pumpkin spice lattes
and Uggs.
Sells high-end athletic apparel. And in San Francisco, police have arrested eight people in connection with the robberies of nine stores in the city Friday night.
Including a number of
retailers in or around Union Square that were burglarized or vandalized. At a press conference Saturday, Mayor London Breed said her police department will flood Union Square for the foreseeable future. And she said that there could be changes for drivers.
And then this shit leaves the fucking police just hanging out in the area.
Yes!
And then months later or weeks later, somebody gets harassed or shot because the fucking police are over there acting like everybody's suspicious and you know what type they looking for.
Right.
Let's see. Poll reveals 43% of adults admit to financially cheating.
Not financially, with buying shit and don't tell your mate.
I guess so. Get that McNuggets loving. Monday in relationship, money in relationships is an important topic, and apparently a form of cheating. 43% of adults have combined their finances with their significant other, say they committed an act of financial deception.
What kind of deception we talking about?
Right.
Because I mean going out to eat, I purchase shit without you. I ain't purchasing
lying to your partner or spouse about money, hiding things such as cash, bills, or purchase. Oh, I can see this. Yeah, I can see this, because you know a lot of people have that stash to the side.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women have like the emergency if this nigga go crazy fund.
You almost have to. If you lose your motherfucking mind, I need to be able to pack up and go,
you know. So I could kind of see that as part of it. And then, you know, it might even correspond with other shit people are doing, like maybe you are cheating sexually or whatever. Maybe you doing shit you not like, I told him not to go to the strip club, and he you ain't telling nobody about them trips, but you spending that money.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah, people ain't shit. So I thought it was gonna be some other shit, like, but yeah. They said 42% said it caused a fight. Others said it caused trust and privacy issues and led to separation of finances, or played a significant role at the end of the relationship altogether.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see, and there are people that have been married for years. They was like, nope, he got his money, I got my money, and then we have a joint account. A lot of people are like, fuck that bullshit. This is the one for the bills. Long as they get paid, you do whatever you want to do with the rest of your money.
MC Light thinks she wouldn't make it in rap today because of how she chooses to dress.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I guess Light, for lack of a better term, always came across as quote unquote butch to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though she still rapped about fucking and shit, but her image was very much like, you know, some overalls and shit, or you know, some jean outfit, and it wasn't really accentuating like the sexual imagery, which even back then people, you know, Salt and Pepper was wearing the tights and you got the cleavage showing and stuff, and like just never, she
that
never what that wasn't her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said stuff kind of hinting towards this in the past. She feel it seems like, at least from what I've seen, she's pretty uncomfortable with the way a lot of the women in hip-hop are now, or at least the way that she feels there's no space for women to be other than that, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta be sexy, you gotta be,
but that's
trying,
this
you
know. Sad, but that's kind of always how the industry has been, because it's ran by dudes,
right?
You know, and dudes are like, if we ain't talking, if we want to fuck, we want to see titties, we want to see ass, and if you choose to do that, that's fine. But it's one of those things where everybody doesn't have to do that. And I understand she was like, well, if you choose to do this, you're not as mainstream, and that's kind of changing for women. But it's one of those things where, I guess if you're looking at the charts, but it's one of those things where in my mind, it is literally always been like that. Like this trend isn't anything new to me.
Yeah. It's interesting. Cause like, there was definitely, a period of time where there was more versatility within like the women artists and what they chose, or what either was chosen for them or what they had as their image. And I would give them agency and say that I believe they chose their own images in most of those cases. But you know, like, there was a variety, you know, you had an MC Light at the same time as Nikki D, at the same time as Salt Pepper, at the same time as Yo-Yo and all this. Like, it wasn't just a like there's one way, like Lil Kim could exist at the same time as other acts, and it didn't have to all be like, and we're all rapping about being Janet Jackman and Heather Hunter in the back of the car sucking somebody's dick. That wasn't always a thing. I'd even say Foxy Brown to a certain extent was different to me than Lil Kim, even though they were both, and also it didn't negate these women being attractive. Like, it's not like I ever heard somebody be like MC Light ugly. Like, everybody was like, she fine, but it's just different. Like, she not trying to look like other acts.
And that's kind of the beauty, because as women, we are all not the same, you know, and the thing is, you should be able to have a Cardi B and a Nicki Minaj and a Megan Thee Stallion, just like you can have MC Lyte or people that might decide to dress down. Like, we can all exist in this. There's no one way to do this thing, right? But people make it appear like it has to be one way.
Yeah, and I don't want to like downplay her. It's not like she always dresses like, there's times where she wears like a dress at an award show or something. Very beautiful woman and all that stuff. So I don't think it's necessarily about her being like a weird type of like prude or super religious. I think that will be a lot of the knee-jerk response to this, but I think she's kind of hitting on something real. But she said, I recently told somebody it would be really old school for me to perform on stage with pants. Nobody wears pants. It's that type of thing where everybody's giving Rockettes and Vegas showgirl flavor. I'm happy that anyone feels great in their body. Perhaps if I had a different type of body, I would be like, hey, see this? The 51-year-old said. However, my walk has been extremely different from that in the very beginning. I didn't want people to look at me. I wanted them to hear me because I had something to say, and I wanted them to pay attention to my words. And when asked about any past desire to have plastic surgery, she said she never felt pressure to do so. I never felt the pressure to do any plastic surgery. I actually might have the smallest butt in the industry, and it's okay. It's mine. It belongs to me. If I had the guts, I might do something different, but all the horror stories I hear, I'd rather just go ahead and drop and do some squats. but yeah, I mean, like, I think, one, we should always take the pioneers and the elder states people of black culture with a grain of salt. I think people do way too much jumping on their shit, when the truth is they have perspective to add, and it's not all bad. I didn't hear her coming down on anyone, calling anyone out,
right? She just saying the style has changed.
Yeah, and I mean, it's okay. We need to make it where it's okay for somebody to say, I wouldn't do this, and that's just me. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of times people feel like there's a this talking point. It's not necessarily a conservative talking point, but it's like a talking point that a lot of people either use or abuse or shut down. But I think is some truth to it, which is, if you need everybody to support whatever it is you're doing, you're probably not really rock solid in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like if someone,
everybody's not.
Yeah, I like, there's things we do for the show that I expect some people ain't gonna like it. But I'm gonna keep doing it because I know it's good, or I know it's right, or I know it's me. And there's, and it's, sometimes we can have these movements, quote unquote, that's very much like get down or lay down. And it's like, nah. You know, that, like, if I need that, then now I'm really trying to create this weird fake reality. Nah, truth of the matter is, I can take it. You didn't like me. You don't fuck with me. And I think it's okay for her to say, yeah, I wouldn't do this now, and I'm not sure I could have a career not doing this right now. And I think the exception that proves the rule for a lot of people is going to be Rhapsody. Cause Rhapsody is filled the lane of the, like, not overtly, not that she don't rap about sex and shit, but just not overtly, like, you know, I'm twerking on stage type of sexuality. And so people will be like, well, she made it. And it's like, yeah, but we can't name more than one person like that. And there used to be a time where
it was multiple.
There was a lot of people like that.
Yeah. And from that perspective, I completely understand.
Yeah. It reminds me of, I remember when Lil Kim and Foxy was popping, and so was Lauryn Hill. You know, and that was important to me, you know, because it was like, I like variety. I don't like this thing, and I feel like after Kim and Foxy, it was so long. It, you know, even Eve to a certain extent, it was like so long before we had, it was okay for women to control their own image. It's like every image had to be through a cosign to some dude. So it's like, you know, Big and Kim, Jay and Fox, the Rough Riders and Eve, like everything had to be like, be these dudes co-sign me. But even back then, not all the co-signs and all the crews were the same. You know, Rod Digger got the co-sign, but she was like, I'm rough, I'm rugged, you know, like. So I really think, you know, I think maybe MC Lyte is hitting on something, but I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with the industry right now, because the women that are doing this for the most part seem to be choosing to do this.
Yes.
It doesn't seem, it's like, this is the fantasy for myself. This is the image I picked for myself. Nobody came in and said, Megan Thee Stallion, take your clothes off and start stripping, you know?
Right. And you can tell, I'm telling you the truth, you can tell that they are, it's a freedom now in rap, that the freedom has kind of always been there, but it's more of a freedom now where women can pick and choose what I'm gonna do, what I'm not gonna do, how I'm gonna look, my appearance, my aesthetic. Because when Wet Ass Pussy came out, motherfuckers lost their goddamn minds, because this was about, because how dare you not rap about my dick, how dare you not talk about sucking my dick and satisfying me as a man. And men really showed their asses online because it was not centered around them. All of a sudden the woman was like, hey, this is my wet ass pussy, this is my body, I'm gonna talk about me, I'm a, you know, I'm a sexual creature. And dude, they couldn't handle it. I was like, okay, now we're getting to the point where it's not controlled by men, so they're losing their minds.
Well, I think you're giving a lot of people a lot of cover here, because I don't think it was just men. I don't think it was just about, because, you know, you're saying you're going to satisfy yourself or satisfy my pussy. I think a lot of that is, look at these women in control of their message. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Cause you got Republicans saying shit. They don't even consume this.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? And obviously you do have men, but you got women like turning on the other women, like, nah, this too much for me, I'm Christian or whatever. It's like, it's just very like, anytime women like step into their agency, the world just shrivels up, like, oh god, I don't think we can have this. Mm-hmm, right. How are we? It's like, men been rapping about this same shit for years,
right,
without as much of the pushback. Not that there's never been pushback, but not right. as much push. It takes so, men have to go so fucking far in hip hop before people are like, okay, well, that's too much, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't, yeah, it's, but yeah, I don't know if we're gonna have that, you know, have that situation as much. But I think it ties into this. Lizzo says she's over discussing certain topics, said it's exhausting to constantly talk about her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that, because with Lizzo, she is of the generation that's the internet generation, where, you know, you're constantly online, you're constantly open, you're constantly giving your life, you're constantly on, you know, and that could be good and bad.
I think if you have, this is what I was talking about last story, if you have reached a point of like, this is who I am and that's okay, you don't need everybody's cosign. You don't need to keep explaining yourself. You don't need everybody to get it. You know, hey, I'm fat, I don't hate myself. Well, can you tell us how you did it? You're a hero. Well, not, I really don't even want to talk about it. Like, it, like, she tried and she has done a good job of trying to explain it, humanizing herself, putting things in context. But at the end of the day, man, fuck it.
Right, they don't care.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. And these motherfuckers will just consistently, they're gonna pound, like, come down on you no matter what. So fuck it. Like, I'm expending all this energy existing and then trying to, like, live up to this image that some people need, and motherfuckers get mad. I remember they got mad at her for going on a juice cleanse or some shit. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm not even doing it to lose weight. I just, it makes my skin look better. Da da da. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? And not to mention, like, she could change her mind. Anything could happen. It's, you know, we're seeing it with Adele. Adele loses weight. Adele gives her reasons for losing weight. But then she ends up talking basically like, I'm very uncomfortable about the conversations around my body. Like, these conversations are getting out of control. And
right. These are personal things that I chose to do. And everybody's, right. You know, acting like they got some fucking input on it.
Yeah. So it's like, just check out the songs. And it's got to suck when she's trying promoting a project, and so much of her songs are very positive, but they're not specifically like, this is about fighting the body image revolution. Like, she just like, I just like twerking and making fun songs, and
come on,
and I'm constantly touring and mm-hmm. and working. Why is this even an issue for me? And then every, you know, fucking person that wants to get off a hot take about fatness and talking bad about it, or even talking good, she the number one example. She sounds like she tired of the shit, and mm-hmm. I don't blame her, man.
Yeah, it sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's a fucking time limit on all these conversations. It's a time limit on all that shit because people are human. You don't have inexhaustible energy, and you don't want to just dedicate all that shit to waking up every day and fighting with these motherfuckers on Instagram or doing another interview about whether it's okay for you to love yourself just because you're fat. Like, come what kind on. Of shit is that?
I got shit to do. I got art to make.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of hers, and I also keep telling people, man, watch, pay attention to what's happening to these young black acts who are dealing with the brunt of social media, because that's just the canary in the coal mine. You seeing these young black women like having some horrific experiences via social media, and I think it's just telling people what, you know, what's happening to all of us.
Yeah, and a lot of them either hand their social media accounts over to other people. A lot of them just completely get offline altogether. Some of them just actually leave the industry. It's like, if this is what it's all about, I'd rather just go not exist. And you're like, well, damn, now we're actually missing out on a great talent, because people are like, oh, no, if this is what it is, then fuck it.
Yeah, some go back and forth and all that stuff, you know. It's just like the rest of us. All right, let's move into another segment. Let's do some fucking with black people.
Fucking with black people. Fucking with black people. Fucking with black people.
That's right, fucking with black people, the game we go around the globe, find different articles to make us feel fucked with as black people, and we score them from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Disney will have black Santas across its theme parks.
Let's go, Disney.
Yeah, this will be the first time Santa Claus will be portrayed by black actors inside Disney theme parks. First time? Wow. That was a choice.
Yes, that was.
You know how hard it is to never have had, like, the diversity? Like, I can see we ain't like, well, we've never really meant to make a, we've never made a statement and made sure we had them, but this shit was like, no niggas was ever in here until today.
And all this is gonna do is open up the door for Santa to be multiracial. Come on through, Disney. This is the first step, because other people are gonna demand it too now.
However, Disney hasn't made an official announcement, but a spokesperson for the company did say Santa is represented differently around the world and will reflect diversity at theme parks. So it won't just be black Santas. It sounds like wherever they have a Disney resort, they will make it to the people locally there.
That makes sense.
Which makes me wonder, were they just putting white Santas in, like let's say they had Disneyland Japan. They was just putting white Santas in there?
It would not surprise me, yes.
That's wild. Anyway, 0 to 100.
I'm going to go a 50.
All right. I'll give it a... Yeah, 50's right. 50's fair. Because it's like, first, wow. But yeah, I guess it's better. You know, it's good. It's good.
Because at least you're acknowledging it, and I ain't keeping the tradition going.
You take your black family out there. Now they got some options. Yeah, it's good. Remove your Negro Santa.
Oh, we go from one extreme to the other.
Remove it.
Disney's like, come on through, Negro Santa. Then this place is like, remove your Negro Santa.
Remove that Negro Santa. Homeowner who received angry letter over inflatable black Santa decoration make debut as real life black Santa in same community. So
he got the shirt that look just like you. That shirt look just like you.
Everybody always says that.
It does.
Shout out to Baron Davis and the Black Santa shirt. A black homeowner in Little Rock, Arkansas isn't letting any amount of racism in his community stop him from spreading the Christmas spirit.
Come on through.
Chris Kennedy of North Little Rock was shocked to receive an anonymous letter from a white identifying neighbor in 2020 demanding he removed a inflatable black Santa that was part of his Christmas display. In the letter, the author claimed they are Santa and accuses Kennedy of being jealous of my race. Oh, so he lived next to Megyn Kelly. Please remove your knee. Oh, sorry. Please remove your Negro Santa Claus yard decoration. You should not try to deceive children into believing that I am a Negro. I am a Caucasian white man to you. and have been for the past 600 years. Yours being, first of all, isn't he from the north? Yours being jealous of my race is no excuse for your dishonesty. Besides that, you are making yourself the laughing stock of the neighborhood. Obviously, your values are not that of the Lakewood area, and maybe you should move to a neighborhood out east with the rest of your racist kind. Yours truly, Santa Claus.
So Santa Claus racist? Well, goddamn.
Well, he said the black people are the real racist. I wonder how far to the east, my brother to the east, did he want him to move?
Right.
All the way back to Africa? Perhaps. Although it was the fourth year he decorated using Santa, it was the first he received that note. I've done this every year and haven't had any issues. He admits the note has made him hesitant to put up his holiday display this year, but he still plans on moving forward with his family tradition. The display is always about my daughter and what she wants. She wants to decorate right now, and we haven't done it yet because of time, circumstances with work, and honestly a bit of backlash from last year. He was also inspired to begin a new tradition of becoming a black Santa himself. He was invited to Santa Camp with New England Santa Society following the news, spread about the note. He'll spread his joy this Christmas season virtually this month and in person in December. I wonder how they do Santa Claus in the pandemic. Do the kids just not sit on their lap and shit?
Yeah, you might have the kids like come in like a virtual room, or they might do it through Zoom, where you have multiple kids, you know, interact maybe one-on-one as a group and kind of talk to Santa like that. And I'm happy and excited, and I will put my black Santa up too. Fuck you.
I know there are little kids out there that look like me that will get to see a Santa that looks like them, and that's what brings me the most joy. Good for him. He will also be the star of the show during the City of North Little Rock's annual Northern Lights Festival.
They done mess around and got him everywhere now. You know who his next door neighbor is, Karen.
Karen from the movie.
Yeah. He'll come right, his trash can gonna be kicked over.
Hello, girlfriend. You'll go to the bathroom and see a Confederate flag on the soap dispenser.
My mama don't like you either.
All right. 0 to 100.
Oh, this gets 100. I mean, cause goddamn it, it's Santa. Santa can be anything.
Yeah. I give it a 75 because of the pushback and how he ended up becoming the Santa in the Northern Lights celebration, and how the community organized around him, and that's cool. I like seeing shit like that, man. We can't always just let these racist people be racist and fuck us up, man. I like that he, you know, admitted being hesitant but said, yeah, I'm still gonna do this shit, because that's how the fuck it should be, man. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it gets 100 because Santa wrote that motherfucking letter.
Yeah, Santa Claus. I'm pretty sure he didn't write that letter, Karen.
I know.
Ho, ho, ho. On Donner. On Blitzen.
Negro Christmas. On Tyrone. On Junebug.
Oh, man. He's got racist Christmas carols.
Come on.
Just see those sleigh bang ringling, nigger jingling.
Ding.
Up on the rooftop, click, click, click. That's my gun. In case some niggers are up there. Have a holly jolly Christmas. Except for you niggers.
Except for you niggers.
Just the whites. Okay.
Just the whites.
I'm dreaming of a whites only Christmas.
Come on. Where there's no Negroes to be seen. Come on!
Oh, shit. Hanging them off the Christmas tree. On the- Oh, man.
Rocking around the Christmas tree where there will be no Negroes.
Niggers roasting on an open fire.
Oh Negro bells. Negro bells.
Oh, man. We should get out of this segment.
I think we should.
Oh, man. Let's do some...
Junebug, the red-nosed reindeer. Had a very shiny grill. And if you ever saw it... Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Jeezy the snowman.
Come on, Jeezy.
That was not racist. That's just what we call him. All right, let's move into some guest of race. Whew.
It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race.
That's right. Guess the race is a game. We go around the globe, find different articles, guess the race of the people involved. Karen plays, as well as the chat room, as you can tell from her last segment, she is racist. And as you can tell from anyone watching live in the chat, they are too.
Come on.
All right, let's get into the guess the race. Gun accidentally discharges at Atlanta airport, authorities say. Mm-hmm. A passenger accidentally discharged a gun at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport Saturday, causing a panic. The incident occurred around 1:30 p.m. local time at the security screening area. The passenger accidentally discharged a gun at the main checkpoint, TSA said. They advised passengers not to touch the property as he opened a compartment containing a prohibited item. The passenger lunged into the bag, grabbed a firearm, at which point it discharged. The passenger then fled the area, running out of the airport.
Oh, you're going to motherfucking jail.
The suspect, identified by police as 42-year-old Kenny Wells.
Of course, you done made it that far. They done checked your ID. You on their list now.
42-year-old Kenny Wells is still on the run. A warrant is out for his arrest on charges of carrying a concealed weapon at an airport, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and reckless conduct.
How the heck they just go go?
Maybe he'll just be like, I didn't have no gun.
Sir, got you on camera. Video.
Well, I don't know what them cameras, they ain't me on them cameras. Three people sustained minor injuries, likely during the evacuation. Two people reported shortness of breath. Another fell in the airport's atrium. Atlanta police showed up. They were on site investigating the incident. About 2 hours after the discharge, the airport was given an all clear to resume normal operations. The shooting caused chaos and confusion.
Right. Now I miss my flight because they shut everything down.
Right. And I need to change of pants.
Right.
People were running out of the terminal.
Right, I know that caused pure panic.
Other travelers could be seen huddling, lying on the ground. Travelers reported being stuck on the tarmac or in baggage claim after the incident. TSA said its officers had detected more than 450 firearms at the Atlanta airport checkpoint so far this year.
Ooh, that's right. That's one of the biggest ones in the nation.
The incident underscores the importance of checking. Da, da, da. All right, Karen, guess the race of Kenny Wells.
Kenny Wells was... I'm gonna go black.
Okay. Chat room says Alec Bald White. I saw what you did, paper boy, black. I thought of that too. Black men don't accidentally shoot, they accidentally get shot. This is a white, says Shay. He has black nutcracker on the lawn next to the black Saint Nick ran away with the fastest Negro legs. Black ran while holding his pants up, and black convicted felon. Odds are he's a black. The correct answer is, and Karen said black, a lot of y'all said black, and you got it correct. He's black. Of course, some people missed it.
Yeah, because my thing, I'm like, you ran. Mm-hmm. You know, white man would have been indignant. This is my gun, my right to be in America.
That's a good point. It is Atlanta, too. Mm-hmm. You know? man, it's so wild because I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often, because I mean they probably people probably think if you, especially if you're a felon, you wouldn't catch a charge for that. So I'm surprised you don't see more people panic and run out and all that shit, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a proper way to do this where you can, like, you know, transport your gun, but you can't be bringing it into like that. Mm-hmm. You can't be bringing it in the terminal. I think you have to, like, check it in and have to be unloaded. Like, it's a proper way to do it. Georgia
is one of those places you actually can carry a loaded weapon in the, or you can carry a gun into the airport.
What?
Yeah, now you can.
In the airport?
Yes, in the airport. Yes, they are one of those places. Now, I don't know how you get on a plane. I don't know how they handle all that other shit, but this is one of those things where Republicans pass these laws and they're so impractical. No one thinks about it. It's just, we want the freedom of the Second Amendment. I honestly, we haven't talked much about it, but I look at the Kyle Rittenhouse as proof that the Second Amendment is the best, is the number one amendment in importance to America.
Right.
It was like this kid's right to carry and have this firearm and even use it, mm-hmm, is more important than the freedom of speech of the people that were protesting about the shooting of Jacob Blake, even their lives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more important that, like, which one supersedes which. That's how much Americans love guns. A court acquits former chemistry professor accused of cooking meth. Breaking Bad.
Right.
A court acquitted a former chemistry professor at Henderson State after a jury found him not guilty of making meth. The jury in Clark County District Court in Arkadelphia said on October 27 it had reasonable doubt about the charges for Terry David Bateman. He got the same last name as Justin Bateman. Not that he got a Netflix drug dealer show too. In November 2019, police arrested Bateman and Bradley Allen Rowland. Don't you mean Jesse? Also, a former HSU chemistry professor whose trial is scheduled in November. They were charged with allegedly making meth, possession of some shit I can't pronounce, phenylpropanolamine, a precursor to meth, and a manufacturing a substance controlled in a drug-free zone. They pleaded not guilty. Rowland faced $35,000 in restitution to HSU. If found guilty in court, Rowland testified against Bateman, describing the process the two used to make methamphetamine and a timeline of events. According to local news coverage of the trial, Rowland claimed that in 2014, Bateman told him and other professors that he had found enough phenylacetic acid, a key ingredient in the synthesis of the illicit drug, to make methamphetamine for 30 years.
Oh, good God.
In response, Bateman claimed he had never made or used meth, alleging that Rowland was solely responsible. Bateman claimed that the vials of meth found inside the safe in his office belonged to Rowland. Bateman also told the court that the documents found in his office were chemical formulas describing the process to make meth were because his students asked about the popular series Breaking Bad, in which the fictional chemistry teacher Walter White cooks crystal meth in his lab. So he didn't go to jail. He got off. There's reasonable doubt. People thought maybe he was set up. Karen, guessed the race of Mr. Terry David Bateman.
White.
Karen's going white. Let's check the chat room. The one who doesn't knock white, Method Man White. Not guilty and meth equal white man with three names. White people love drugs, and you gotta have a chemistry degree to figure out the ingredients. Man admits to manufacturing meth, but doesn't get jail. White, Crystal White, Meth White. The correct, Walter White. The correct answer is white.
That's good.
And that's him.
Only white people gonna be able to do that shit, and they be like, you know what? This might not be yours.
Right? Yeah. Wow, that's
I mean, endless. they was like, but you got it in the counter, it wasn't me.
Right.
You even wrote the description, it wasn't me. I'm like, goddamn.
I mean, it got to the point where I started to believe him.
Right.
Like, maybe he didn't make the mail.
Maybe he didn't.
All right, let's go to the bonus round. Karen's 2 for 2.
Well, yay!
Triple the points. triple the points,
triple the race.
Triple the points,
triple the points.
Triple the points, triple the points.
A wayward cat. Oh wait, let me make this. I forgot I got sassy at the end. A wayward cat prompted Southeast Marion man to fatally shoot his neighbor. These cat people, I swear. Umatilla man has been arrested and accused of fatally shooting his neighbor in a dispute about a wayward cat. Clifton Anthony Bliss Jr., 58, was being charged without bail, being held without bail Thursday. He is charged with second degree murder. The victim, James Arlen Taylor Jr., 41, was shot at least once in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle. The firearm was found in his yard. Detective John Lytle and Anne Marie LaRoque went to the address on Wednesday to investigate the shooting. Lytle interviewed a woman who was inside the home with Taylor when the deadly encounter unfolded. The woman, whose name was not included in the arrest affidavit, said there was a knock on the door. When they looked outside, they saw Taylor, she and Taylor saw Bliss standing there armed with a gun. The woman said Taylor went outside and Bliss threatened to shoot their cat, which apparently had wandered onto Bliss's property. The woman said Taylor searched for the cat and Bliss followed him. Taylor asked Bliss why he would shoot the cat and ordered Bliss to leave his property. Bliss then shot Taylor in the chest, and the woman told detectives. She said there was no physical altercation before the shooting. After the shooting, the woman said Taylor asked her for help and Bliss left. He just wanted to shoot somebody. First of all, cats, of course they go to other people's houses. Cats don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
Cats don't respect humans' rights, property, mm-mm, none of that shit.
You just have a fucking random cat. How the fuck right. You get in here? Because you left the window open. That's how I got in here.
You know, a dog would never. No, I'm mm-mm dying. A neighbor told LaRoque she saw the victim down in his own front yard. This neighbor, who told the detective she didn't witness the shooting, said she saw a woman trying to perform CPR while on the phone with a 911 dispatcher. The detective then spoke with two men who were in a vehicle and had passed by and saw the victim on the ground. The men said they stopped to ask Taylor if he was okay. He said, "No, I'm dying." One of the men said Bliss left the scene but returned before deputies arrived. The other man said Bliss indicated that there had been a physical altercation over a cat and the victim instigated the fight. The man told detectives he did not believe Bliss, whom he described as a hothead who frequently argued with neighbors and always carried a gun. Man, this is definitely one of those, like, scared to buy a house moments, you know, where you just like, and then you gotta live around this motherfucker and you just get one of these crazy nutso people that are like, I got a gun and I don't like my neighbors. I'm gonna be arguing with everybody. And it's just the crazy neighbor until they shoot somebody.
Right.
Others interviewed by detectives said Bliss was confrontational with neighbors over their cats and dogs. Locally, Bliss doesn't have a criminal record. Lytle said he spoke to Taylor's wife, who was at work when her husband was fatally shot. She said Bliss called her at work and told her there was an emergency, she needed to come home. Bliss reportedly told her that her husband beat him up over a cat, so he shot the victim. Bliss was taken into custody without incident and transported to the county sheriff's office for an interview. He declined to talk with detectives. So, guess the race of Clifton Anthony Bliss Jr.
White.
Karen's going white. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Killing a human over an animal sounds white, but the names have me stumped. Well, Lori's scared to guess. Fluffy cat belly, white. That's three whites in a row. One more white, we have connect four. Don't tread on me, I'm gonna count that as white. White says Mimi. White as the driven snow. A lot of whites. Animal crackers, I think that's a white. Yeah, everyone said white, you got it right. That's an interesting one, because the name was giving me Negro, but he turned out to be white.
That crime, they love the animals.
Shot. And it wasn't his cat. He shot the dude because the cat was in his yard. So, like,
cats run around everywhere. That's what the fuck cats do.
I feel bad for that dude that died over his cat.
Right.
I mean, you should never volunteer to die for a cat. A cat don't give a fuck about you.
Mm-mm. A cat will sit there and watch you die. A dog would at least try to attempt to get you some help.
A dog would at least been sad.
Yes, the dog would have been sad.
My human is hurt. Cat's like, damn, that's damn shame, man. These white people crazy. Anyway, lick, lick, lick. All right, let's go to the final segment. Talk about sword ratchetness. What's wild is that Clifton dude looked like the Santa that wrote the racist letter in the other story.
Oh, he wrote the letter.
He looked like it. Like, if there's a Santa that did
it. At 11, an argument in Northwest Fresno takes a violent turn. Police arrested a man who officers say attacked another person with a sword. The victim remains in the hospital tonight. Investigators men started fighting outside of the Starbucks on Herndon and Marks around 4 o'clock.
Not the Starbucks.
29-year-old Yadwinder Singh reportedly grabbed a sword from his truck and started swinging it at the victim. Police responded and found a 42-year-old man losing a great deal of blood from cuts to his arm. Officers gave him first aid and rushed him to the hospital.
Based on some of the statements made by the medical staff there, it's a possibility that the life-saving measures the officer took by applying the tourniquet more than likely saved the victim's life. So that's a good way to be able to assist the victim.
The victim is recovering in the hospital tonight. Police say they found Singh in a truck near the crime scene. He's being held in the Fresno County Jail on attempted murder charges.
Damn. It's fucking Starbucks, man.
Yeah. Always go to Dunkin' Donuts, never Starbucks, okay? Thank you,
James. All right,
y'all, we'll be back. If not tomorrow, then definitely Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all. Until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. Bye, everybody.